I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area news on KJAN. An accident that occurred early Friday morning south of Atlantic is under investigation. The Sheriff's Department said Monday that around 2:10 a.m. Friday, deputies responded to a report of a 2012 Dodge Ram that left the roadway south of Atlantic on 620th Street. The pickup hit a fence and some other items near a private residence. The sound of the crash woke the homeowners, and upon investigation, one individual was detained temporarily by the Atlantic Police Department. The accident remains under investigation and no arrests have been made. No injuries were reported following an accident December 3rd. Officials in Cass County say at around 7:30 p.m., deputies responded to a report of a trailer that struck a power pole. A trailer loaded with a corn head broke free from a K350 utility truck driven by 43-year-old Anthony Lynn Behrens of Harlan on 620th Street. The trailer and corn head went into the east ditch and struck a wire fence and a power pole, snapping the pole off at the ground. Damage to the pole was estimated at $1,000, while damage to the wire fence was estimated at $250. The corn head sustained an estimated $3,000 damage. There were no citations issued. A traffic stop late Monday morning in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a Colorado man. Sheriff's officials say 51-year-old Jeffrey Wayne Armstrong of Loveland, Colorado, was pulled over at around 5:30 p.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and Loomis Avenue. A deputy smelled alcohol coming from Armstrong, who failed field sobriety tests and was placed under arrest for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. An Adams County Sheriff's deputy serving civil papers on a man in Corning late Monday morning ended up arresting the man on a drug charge. Sheriff's officials say 59-year-old James Robert Brown of Corning was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia after the deputy noticed a strong odor of marijuana in the home at 302 11th Street. An investigation revealed a grinder located on a coffee table in the home contained a green leafy substance inside. Brown was arrested and held in the Adams County Jail on $300 bond. And a Western Iowa teen found not guilty by reason of insanity in the death of his foster brother poses a great danger to others and will need lifelong monitoring to help minimize his risk to the public and himself, according to a judge's order. The Daily Nonpareil reports the order commits 18-year-old Cody Metzger-Madsen to a psychiatric unit within the Iowa Department of Corrections for an indefinite period of time. Metzger-Madsen killed 5-year-old Dominic Elkins of Atlantic as the two played outside at a foster home north of Logan in Harrison County. Dominic's body was found in a wooded ravine with a stream. An autopsy determined that he died from blunt force head injuries and drowning. The two boys had been staying at the home of foster parents Don and Julie Kuhlman, who were not home at the time. During his 7-day trial in late October and early November, Metzger-Madsen testified that he remembered killing a goblin with a brick while in a fantasy world. He said he didn't realize until later that it was Dominic whom he had killed. Metzger-Madsen's mother also testified that she'd used methamphetamine during her first 3 months of pregnancy with the boy. On November 7th, District Judge Kathleen Kilnoski found Metzger-Madsen not guilty of first-degree murder by reason of insanity. She ordered him committed to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center at Oakdale and ordered the chief medical officer there to report to her a diagnosis and also an opinion on whether Metzger-Madsen was a threat to others. The report was not made public, but Kilnoski's order, filed Thursday, quotes from it, Metzger-Madsen's provisional diagnosis includes oppositional defiant disorder, intermittent explosive disorder, psychotic disorder not otherwise specified, and personality disorder not otherwise specified with antisocial traits. The order describes him as having borderline intellectual functioning. According to the judge's order, Metzger-Madsen poses a great danger to others and indirectly to himself because of his limited functioning and mood instability. The evaluating psychiatrist said it was her opinion that the defendant required continued long-term placement in a highly structured and secure environment. He'll need lifelong monitoring and structure to help minimize his risk to the public and to himself. The judge then concluded that Metzger-Madsen is seriously mentally ill and dangerous to himself and others. She ordered him committed to the Iowa Department of Corrections for placement at the Forensic Psychiatric Hospital at Oakdale. Robert Rigg, director of the Criminal Defense Program at Drake University Law School in Des Moines, said Metzger-Madsen will probably never be released unless some way is found to successfully treat him. Last month, Dominic's mother, Barbara Kunch, withdrew a lawsuit that she had filed in October, accusing Don and Julie Kuhlman of failing to properly care for and supervise Dominic and Metzger-Madsen. Court documents did not list a reason why that suit was withdrawn. And taking a look at our funeral announcements, Glenn Ditto, age 93, of Manning and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Glenn Ditto will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. John Crosswhite, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for John Crosswhite will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ross Geisinger, age 87, of Menlo, died Friday. A celebration of life luncheon for Ross Geisinger will be today from noon until 2 p.m. at the Menlo Community Building. Johnson Family Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Ruth Oler, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Ruth Oler will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kevin Steffes, age 44, of rural Templeton, died Saturday in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Kevin Steffes will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Robert Montgomery, age 72, of Marshalltown, died December 5th. Funeral services for Robert Montgomery will be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Naomi Best, age 89, of Brayton, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Naomi Best will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Jeanette Clemens, age 78, of Harlan, died Sunday. Services for Jeanette Clemens will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. LaJune Johansson, age 79, of Audubon, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for LaJune Johansson will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements with the assistance of the Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon. Marie Monahan, age 101, of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Marie Monahan will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dwayne Rathman, age 73, formerly of Atlantic, died November 15th in Arkansas. A remembrance gathering for Dwayne Rathman will be on Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Partnership for Progress Building in Atlantic. And Marie Nielsen, age 78, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Marie Nielsen will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN.